The election ran against former House Speaker Tip O'Neill's dictum that all politics is local. In this case, deep dissatisfaction with President Obama powered the GOP to gains in Congress and the retaking of the Senate majority. State Republican Committeeman Steve Dupree says North Carolina's Senate race, where Republican Tom Tillis bested Democrat Kay Hagan, provides a useful comparison with New Hampshire's. The same issues were in play in both states. Obama, the threats of ISIS and Ebola, even missed committee hearings.
Kay Hagan voted with President Obama 93% of the time, while Jean Shaheen voted 99%. In fact, I think that issue was actually more potent in New Hampshire because those of us who remember know that when Senator Shaheen was elected, her chief advertised complaint against then-Senator Sununu was that he was somehow a toady for President Bush because he voted with Bush 85% of the time, and she promised to be independent, and then that rating came out.
The rating, that is, which found Shaheen voting practically lockstep with Obama. Dupree argues that all things equal, Brown, like Tillis, should have won. But he adds, there was a uniquely potent factor at work here.
I think the only difference is that Scott Brown, having lost in the Senate race in Massachusetts and just having become a full-time resident of New Hampshire about a year ago, really was the factor.
A New Hampshire exit poll conducted by the Associated Press bears out the carpetbagger theory. The survey of 2,400 voters found that more than half believed Brown hadn't lived in New Hampshire long enough to represent the state effectively. And while massive television advertising played a big role in other larger states, Patrick Murray, who directs the Polling Institute at Monmouth University in New Jersey, says New Hampshire voters are more likely to tune out attack ads.
You have more of an opportunity to have face-to-face, either with the candidate themselves or with a surrogate, and so you are more likely to discount those things as somebody trying to win you over rather than actually having a real relationship with the voters.
Many credit Shaheen's long record in New Hampshire politics. Yesterday was her sixth run at statewide office. She's lost only once, and her years of serving voters has created a lasting bond, says Ray Buckley, chairman of the state's Democratic Party.
Well, I think that the fact that Senator Shaheen has this sort of relationship with the people of New Hampshire built up a foundation that was able to withstand this national tide.
Democrats and their allies did have an undeniable edge in money to spend, and observers say in manpower, on-the-ground organization, and steady leadership at the top, all combining with Shaheen's durable brand to anchor less well-entrenched incumbents down the ticket, or at least Governor Maggie Hassan and Congresswoman Ann Custer. Republican National Committeeman Steve Dupree says the National Party has started investing significant new resources in New Hampshire that will pay off in the years to come. But right now, with the exception of Kelly Ayotte's Senate win 2 years ago, New Hampshire Democrats are on a decade-long winning streak when it comes to statewide office. For NHPR News, I'm Fred Bever.